State wildlife managers announced today they're going ahead with a plan to carry out predator control next month on Unimak Island with or without the blessing of the federal government. The proposal is controversial because the vast majority of the island is part of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. But the State Department of Fish and Game says action is necessary because the caribou population has crashed so severely in recent years. Biologist Bruce Dale says calf survival has fallen to almost zero.
The surprise is the extremely low bull-cow ratio and the extremely low calf survival and recruitment we've seen in these herds. That's what's not normal. And that's what's for whatever reason, is causing us to take action.
The herd is naturally occurring on the island and is an important subsistence resource to the residents of False Pass. In 2002, the population was healthy with about 1,200 animals. It has dwindled to less than 500. Dale says a severe weather event likely weakened the herd and led to an increase in predation by wolves, which are common on the island. Department of Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner Pat Valkenburg says the state has been working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on the issue since January. Valkenburg says the predator control plan is in the best interest of both governments.
It's their mandate as well as ours. Our mandate is to maintain sustainable populations of animals and maintain a sustained yield harvest. So really, together, our two charges are very similar.
But the Fish and Wildlife Service isn't on board, at least not yet. Spokesman Bruce Wood says an official response will come from Washington, but he says the agency isn't ready to say that predator control is the best option for saving the Unimak caribou herd.
We're in the process of conducting an environmental review that we believe is necessary before any predator control of this sort could take place on the refuge. We have certainly have some disagreements with the state about some aspects of this issue and not all of them. And we hope that we will be able to continue working with them toward a solution.
Woods wasn't able to give details on what those disagreements are. He says predator control programs on national wildlife refuges are very rare, but the state says they need to proceed with the plan this year in order to quickly bring back the caribou population to a level that will allow for a subsistence hunt. Managers want to carry out a targeted predator control plan where no more than 20% of the island's wolves will be killed, and they'll shoot only the animals that are on or near a calf kill during the brief window in June when most of the island's caribou are born. Valkenburg says waiting is not an option.
The cost of waiting is that it'll take us 3 years to catch up. If we wait 1 year, it'll take us 3 years to catch up to get back where we are now. So that means a delay in the possible onset of harvest for an additional 3 years if we wait, and that's not acceptable.
State biologists say the caribou that have survived on the island are healthy, and the population has a good chance of rebounding if predator control is carried out.